Alrighty. Now, have you ever heard city folks kind of poke fun at people who live in the country
mm-hmm.
when they come to town?
Mm-hmm.
What might they call them or refer to them?
Country hicks.
Country hicks, yeah.
I think that's past. It used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But people have televisions today. They are as up on what's going on as the town people.
So it's, you would say it's not as easy to recognize a person
That's
from
right.
the country just by
That's
looking
right.
at him. Okay. Have you ever heard the term country Hoosier?
Mm-hmm.
To mean a person.
Mm-hmm. That's just shown off country.
Mm-hmm. And you might call him a
country Hoosier.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you some names for parts of the body just for pronunciation. What about this part right here? What would you call it?
Forehead.
All right. And this is my
hair.
And I might grow a
beard.
Okay. And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Left.
All right. It's two words. It's my
left ear.
All right. And that's my
right ear.
Okay. And this is my
mouth.
All right. You might slip and break your
neck.
Okay. Or get something stuck in your
throat.
Now, this part that you can see on some people.
Adam's apple.
All right. Ever heard that called anything else?
Goozle.
Okay. And all these are
teeth.
And just one would be a
tooth.
Okay, the fleshy part.
Gum.
All right. Now this is my
hand.
And I have two.
Left and right hand.
Okay, put them both together. You have two
hands.
All right. What about this part here?
Palms.
And you make a
fist.
You got two
fists.
All right. What do you call a place where two bones meet?
Joint.
And the upper part of a man's body is his
chest.
And you say he has broad
shoulders.
Okay.
This sounds like the posse guy.
Okay. And this is my right
knee, leg.
Okay. And at the bottom is my right
foot.
And I have two
feet.
Okay. Do you have a name for this part right in front, the bony part?
Of what?
Of
leg.
Right here, right in front.
Shin.
Sure. Okay. What about this part that goes from the knee? The backside.
Calf.
Okay. You ever watch baseball?
Mm-hmm.
Now you know the catcher.
Mm-hmm.
That position that he gets
mm-hmm.
in to catch the ball, what would you say he's doing?
Squatting.
All right. Have you ever heard any other way of saying that? It's a, instead of he's squatting down, he's doing something else. All right. Have you ever heard hunker down?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How would you use that? Give me an example.
He was hunkered down. That's
mm-hmm.
squatted down.
Squatted.
Right.
Have you ever heard this part of the leg called the hunkers or the haunches?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All righty. Now, talking about a man who's been sick, you might say, well, old so-and-so's up and around now, but he still looks a little...
peaked.
Okay. Anything besides that? Peaked? Or...
pale.
All right. What about puny?
Mm-hmm. Initiated.
Okay.
Initiated.
All right. Now, talking about a man who can lift heavy weights, you'd say he's very...
muscular.
Okay. Any other way? He's mighty...
strong.
Sure. All right. And somebody who always smiles and has good things to say about people, you'd say he's...
kind.
Okay. What about...
courteous. Considerate.
Sure. All right. And a young boy who's reached an age where he stumbles over things and
awful.
Trips. Okay. What about this situation? A person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. You say he's just a plain
nut.
All right. What about the word fool there?
Well, you're not supposed to call your brother a fool,
okay,
you know.
That's
foolish.
That's what I was interested in.
Foolish.
Why not use the word fool?
The Bible tells you call your brother a fool and you're in danger of hellfire.
Okay. Do you happen to know what part of the Bible
mm-mm.
that's in? Okay. So if you call somebody a fool, that's a very strong thing
mm-hmm.
to say.
Call him foolish, maybe, but not a fool.
Okay. All right. A person who has a lot of money, but he likes to hang on to it, you'd say he's
a miser.
All right. Any other names for him?